بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله اصطفى آدم ونوحا وآل إبراهيم وآل عمران على العالمين ذرية بعضها من بعض والله سميع عليم. In the previous ayat, the beginning of the next ruku, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explained that the love of Allah ta'ala is the most important thing. Unfortunately, today we are in such a condition that we don't even know there is something like the love of Allah ta'ala. To love our first permissible things of dunya is permitted, but then too, the love of Allah must be more than that. And unfortunately, how many of us, we have the love of haram in our hearts, the love of all wrong things, sports, etc., the fashion, the lifestyle of the kuffar. This is very much entrenched in our hearts. And whoever will speak against it, that person becomes hated in our eyes. So much of love we have got of the wrong things. So, and that love is not just a word, it's not just to say that I love, but Allah has shown the criteria of that. And the king of all that criteria is the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when a person will love Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, love his lifestyle, follow that lifestyle, he will become the beloved of Allah ta'ala also. So Allah has shown that criteria. Not only that a person claims that I love Allah very much, etc., and he can even talk a lot about it, but the criteria will be how much of the sunnah is in his life, and how much is he trying to promote sunnah, and bringing sunnah alive in the world. That is a sign that that person has got the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the love of his sunnah, and thereby he has become the beloved of Allah ta'ala. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala goes back right far in history, right to the beginning of history. And Allah shows that the first person to have this love of Allah and to teach this love of Allah is Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, our great, great, great grandfather. He was the great lover of Allah and he was the great beloved of Allah Ta'ala. And he taught the world the love of Allah. And then the great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came after a long time, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when people had fallen into the love of idol worship. So much so that they told the people openly, don't listen to this Noah. He's telling you all wrong things. And your idols that you are worshipping, never ever give them up. So much the love of idol worship had come into their heart. So the minute a person doesn't follow the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah has shown the criteria of this love are the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. To love them, to follow in their teachings. Every Nabi in his time was the ideal role model, the ideal person that people have to follow. So Allah shows that. And if you don't follow them, then the punishment of Allah puts the love of all the most filthiest and dirtiest things in the heart. So much so that besides permissible things, haram things, and so much so that the love of idol worship, and people fought for it, that this is the right thing, that idol worship is the right thing. And today we see all this lesbianism, the most filthiest things, the worst types of gunas, they have become beloved in the eyes of the people. And people, the governments are making laws to enact it, and they are forcing people in there. So until we don't stand up for that line of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the true love of Allah, then all these false loves will come in the world. So Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allah asfaha Adam. Beshak Allah ne pasand kiya Adam ko. Undoubtedly Allah He chosen Adam alayhi salam, who was the great lover of Allah, and Allah made him the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. And he was the first person to teach the world the love of Allah Ta'ala. and taught, and Allah taught the criteria that in His time you can only get salvation if you will love Adam al-Islam. And we too love him. But of course the most we love is our Nabi. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came right at the end. And first Allah mentioned our Nabi in the previous ayah. And then right at the end Allah ta'ala mentioned our Nabi who did not worry of his own community, his own family. When it came to the matters of the love of Allah, he discarded his family also. He discarded the ways of his people also, the tradition of the people, for the way of Allah Ta'ala. That love has to be developed. And today, unfortunately, so many people who have so much knowledge also are gone in the complete opposite direction. So Adam alayhi salam was the first person. And after a long time came Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Wa'ad Ibrahim, or Ibrahim ke ghar ko, and the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam who came after that. And his family is his son Ismail alayhi salam and Ishaq alayhi salam. From Ismail alayhi salam came Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. From Ishaq alayhi salam came all the Anbiya of the Bani Israel. How Allah had chosen them and how they stood firm. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam to prepare, gave their lives. Ibrahim alayhi salam is prepared to go in the fire for the love of Allah. He is prepared to sacrifice and slaughter his son. His son is prepared to be sacrificed. This is that level of love of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah had always shown that the true lovers of Allah, they will not care for anyone. In the battle of Badr, 70 Sahaba, Allah let them become shaheed to show the world till the day of Qiyamah that in the love of Allah they will give their lives also in the battle of Uhud and in all other battles also. And that the true lovers of Allah, they will get up in the wee hours of the morning. There will be those who will get up early and make the Hajjul. Others will get up for Fajr. These are the true lovers. They will stay awake till late at night in Isha. And the true lovers will make the Isha not in the oval work, but in the proper work, which are the proper time which Allah Ta'ala loves. And they'll stay awake until that time. And they will be happy to do that. So the true lovers will guard their eyes also. They will guard their tongues also. These are the true lovers of Allah Ta'ala. So Ibrahim alayhi salam came. Wa al Imran alal alameen. Or Imran ke ghar ko sare jahan se. And Allah Ta'ala chose the family of Imran over all the people in the world in their respective times. Yeah, which Imran is referred to? There is a difference of opinion amongst the Mufassireen. One was that the father of Maryam alayhi salam's father was also Imran. The grandfather of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, is he being referred to? And also the father of Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, their father's name was also Imran. So is the reference here to the father of Isa, Maryam alayhi salam, or the father of Musa and Harun alayhi salam? Or am I explained that it appears more that the reference here is to the father of Maryam alayhi salam? Because all these ayat are with regard to the Christians of Najran that came. So in that context, it appears that it refers to the father of Maryam alayhi salam, who they call Mary. Her father was also Imran, and her son was Isa alayhi salam, and his grandfather was Imran. Allah had chosen them, and they also taught the world the love of Allah and obedience to Allah Ta'ala and following in the way of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And all of them Allah Ta'ala says, Zurriyatam ba'duha min ba'd. Jo aulaad the ek dusre ki, these were all family, one of the other. And they had like the family instincts in them. Obedience of Allah, sacrificing for Allah, becoming the beloved of Allah, when Allah making them His beloved. And till today, those people who have those instincts, they are also of that same family. But Allah family is not the biological family, but the family that has got these qualities in them. And we can also, if we strive in that path, become part of that family. Small, minor, insignificant particles we will be, but to be part of that family of the lovers of Allah and the beloved of Allah, that is the greatest thing a person can strive for. More than any other, try and be part of this family, that family, the royal family, that is nothing. To be the family of Allah Ta'ala. And the love of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, it comes in the hadith, Inna lillahi ahleen. Allah has also got family. They ask, Man hum ya Rasulullah? Hum ahlul Quran. Hum ahlullah wa khasatuhu. They are the family of Allah, and they are the very special, close family of Allah. Those who associate themselves with Quran Sharif. Reading, studying, teaching, being connected with Quran Sharif, making Quran our way of life. How Quran teaches us to speak, we speak like that. How Quran teaches us to think, we think like that. Those become the very special people of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says that this is the condition of these great lovers who become the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. Wallahu sami'un aleem. And don't try and bluff anyone, don't bluff yourself also. Remember, Allah is sami'. Every word which you speak, Allah is hearing. When you are giving a bayan and you are speaking not of the love of Allah, Allah is hearing that also. And in your private life, you have got love of sports. We have got love of addictive, like drugs, etc., cigarettes, etc. And then you love those things. Allah hears everything. You are talking of fashion. You are talking of the way of the kuffar, promoting the way of the kuffar. Allah is hearing that also. So you cannot bluff Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is Aleem. Aleemu bima fi sudur. Allah knows what is in your heart. When you are talking and you are trying to bluff the people, in fact you're thinking you're bluffing yourself also. But you can't bluff yourself also. Everyone knows what he is. And you can't bluff the people also. So Allah Ta'ala knows everything. So the true love of Allah and the criteria of it, that is what is important. And we must not fall prey to our nafs and let our nafs fool us. Shaitan is our worst enemy and has vowed to take us all to Jahannam. And he makes his full effort with his whole army all the time to take us away from Iman and Islam and to speak all the wrong things and try and trap people in our traps. But Allah Ta'ala knows everything. So a person should be true and sincere to Allah Ta'ala, have the great love of Allah, and there is only one way of following the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And for us, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not that we follow in the way of the government and we want to make the government happy. Or not that we follow in the way of the kuffar, those who are teaching the Abrahamic accord and who are teaching interfaith things, not that path. Not the path of those people who teach us a fashion and lifestyle of the kuffar and the education system of the kuffar, that we give preference to all that, not that the way of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And Allah will always keep it open and clear. Anyone can see the path of the Anbiya alayhimus salam and where that takes us and what that path is. And the ways of the people of dunya, the kuffar, the scientists, the atheists, that is a complete opposite, different path. And that is also clear. So Allah Ta'ala in His great mercy and kindness has left no stone unturned to explain to us. And as it will come in the, it comes that when a person will be in Jahannam, they will ask for respite. They will ask to get out of Jahannam. And the wardens, the guards of Jahannam will ask them, Alam ya'tikum nadir? Did not a warner come to us? they won't say bala, but we definitely did not listen. I mean, various other ways. Didn't Allah send you reminders? Didn't Allah send you warnings? And so it is our own peril if we don't listen and we land ourselves, Allah save us, into the fire of Jahannam. So the path of the Anbiya must be our path, and with sincerity we must follow that. Not just an outward show of it. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.